Good afternoon. Welcome to the Nationals Comp Field over at the Ripken Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. I'm Zach Fring, and I'll be taking you through today's action between Team New England and Team Pacific Northwest. I'm sitting here live fieldside at the 2014 Kyle Ripken World Series, where it looks like we're going to have a good one on our hands today, folks. We are still in our pregame warm-ups as Team New England is still warming up in the field. And I just wanted to welcome you in for another great day of baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. We're all set to go for a first pitch time of 12:30. And it is a delightful 79 degrees out here today. No humidity, and that just makes things all the more better for a great game between the world's best here at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. So let's take you through the lineups for today's game. Starting off for New England will be Luke Schlieger, and he'll be behind play at catcher. Batting second will be Zach Demko, and he'll get the start at third. Shortstop Javon Hernandez will bat third. Justin Solomine will bat fourth and play first base. Patrick Iannetta will get the start over at left field. Second baseman Danny Villalona will get the start in the sixth hole tonight for Team New England. Pitcher Rich Weckerly will start on the mound. CJ Seinflone will get a start over in right and bat eighth. And rounding out Team New England's lineup is Cody Waterbury over in center field. And now here's the lineup for Team Pacific Northwest. Leading off for them will be Hayden Cantrell, and he'll start at second. Isaiah Vega will bat second and play shortstop. Brandon Guerrero will be patrolling the center field and bat third. Batting in the four hole is Gabe Hughes, and he'll play first. Third baseman Briggs Ranston will bat fifth. Catcher Braxton Mills will bat sixth. Ryan Franklin, Team Pacific Northwest's pitcher, will bat seventh and get the start on the mound. Right fielder Noah Kraft will be batting eighth. Seth Jones will get the start over in left field and bat ninth. And the extra hitter for Team Pacific Northwest is Tristan Ray. So that's our lineups. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the introduction of the teams followed by first pitch. This is the 2014 Kyle Ripken World Series, brought to you from SFMSports.net.
And now for the presenting of the teams, we're asking that you please line up on your respective foul line as your name is called. For New England, number two, Luke Schlieger. Number 19, Zach Demko. Number 7, Javon Hernandez. Number 18, Justin Solomine. Number 22, Patrick Iannetta. Number 11, Danny Villalona. Number 24, Rich Weckerly. Number 3, CJ Seinflone. Number 5, Cody Waterbury. And substitutes for New England, number 10, Joe Mirhi. Number 13, Andrew Philbin. Number 8, Jack Hall. Number 9, Jake Mattson. Number 6, Randy Sayers. Manager for New England, Kenneth Clancy. Coach, Kenny Clancy Jr., Scott Waterbury. Bat Boys, Joe Seinflone, Tyler Waterbury. Ambassadors, Danny Clancy and Matt Schlieger. Now Now for Pacific Northwest. Number 3, Hayden Cantrell. Number 9, Isaiah Vega. Number 20, Braden Guerrero. Number 12, Gabe Hughes. Number 23, Briggs Rainstrom. Number 6, Braxton Mills. Number 16, Ryan Franklin. Number 10, Noah Kraft. Number 15, Seth Jones. Number 5, Tristan Gray. Substitutes for Pacific Northwest. Number 7, Quinn McGuire. And number 4, Mason Levitt. Manager for Pacific Northwest, Juan Vega. Coach, Ryan Pentrill. BJ Mills. Bat Boys, Jamison Ray, Jacob Hughes, Ambassadors, Haley Renstrom, and Lexi Levitt. Reading today's sportsmanlike code for the Babe Ruth League is going to be number 12 of Pacific Northwest, Gabe Hughes.
Sportsmanship Code of Babe Ruth League. Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop an understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
One more hand again for Gabe Hughes. Today's umpire is going to be behind the plate, Jim Newburn of Kokomo, Indiana. First base, Patrick Moore, West Palm Beach, Florida. And third base, Don Myers of Edgewood, Maryland. And now, let's play ball!
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. You just heard the introduction of teams, along with the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code of Conduct, a code of conduct, and that's what it's all about here with the Babe Ruth League is sportsmanship. As they try to grow players to learn more about the game than just winning and losing. And now, Team Pacific Northwest has taken the field, and they will begin their warm-up pitches. We have a decent crowd of onlookers today, as everyone's just ready to play this great game. First pitch is right around the corner. And we have Luke Schleiger, Zach Demko, and Javon Hernandez due up for Team New England. And don't forget, folks, we're on social media, too. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSports.net. And don't forget about Championship Weekend, when it all boils down to who can either put up or shut up. As all week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. This Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. They will broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. And now we have Luke Schleiger, who gets his first pitch, and that'll be on the outside corner for a ball. It's nothing and one. Back. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be hit over into right field, or left field, excuse me, and that'll be down for a base hit. As Luke Schlager gets things cracking for New England with a leadoff single. That'll bring up third baseman Zach Demko. Demko stepping in from the right side. Awaiting the first pitch with Schlager leading off at first. Here's the first pitch, and I'll be down the middle for a ball. It's nothing and one. Now Demko will step out and look at his third base coach for some signs before stepping back in and doing his at-the-plate ritual. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Schlager's making a dash for second. The throw is not in time as it goes past Vega, and Schlager will be safe at second. Nice aggressive take there early in the game as Zach Demko awaits the 0-2 pitch. Now Franklin looked back at Schlager at second before setting and delivering. And that'll be outside. It's 1-2. Schlager appears to have some wheels on him as he zipped across to the second base. As the 1-2 is taken for a strike. And that'll be Franklin's first strikeout of the game. And one away for Team Pacific Northwest. Next up, Javon Hernandez. Hernandez has some really nice hair as he hits his first pitch over straight at Jones in left field, and that'll be two away for Team Pacific Northwest.
Now, batting number 18,
that'll bring up
Justin Solomine.
Justin Solomine, the first baseman. Solomine steps into the box from the right side, and he still has Luke Schlager waiting at second. Here's Solomine's first pitch, and Schlager will make another dash for third and be in time as a throw from Mills to Ranstrom is too high and not in time. So now Justin Solomine has a 1-0. Here's the pitch. He'll swing and miss on that one. Now bring the count to 1-1. Schlager being aggressive early. He's waiting on third. Now be in the dirt. And I'll be past Mills behind the plate. But Schlager elects to stay at third. And that'll bring the count to 2-1. And now we'll have a quick timeout with Solomine going over to his third base coach and receiving a few words of wisdom, if you will. Now they've concluded their mini chat, and Solomine is heading back over to the batter's box, awaiting the 2-1 pitch, while Schlager is awaiting to be hit home. The pitch is on its way. Now be in the dirt. Now Schlager will come home as it is past Mills behind the plate. And Team New England has taken an early 1-0 lead here in the first. So after that scuffle, that brings up the 3-1 count. Brings the count up to 3-1. As here's the pitch from Franklin. Now be taken for a strike, and the count will come full. Solomine scrapes some dirt out of the batter's box before grounding back in. As here's a payoff pitch from Franklin. That's going to be hit up the middle. And that'll be a base hit for Solomine. A nice hard grounder up the middle that Franklin had to jump out the way. And now bring up Patrick Iannetta, the left fielder for Team New England. Iannetta, rather tall kid. And he stands at about 5'8". And now Franklin will throw over to Hughes at first base. But Solomine is there in time. So here's the first pitch from Franklin. And that'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Franklin looks over at Solomine at first, and now Solomine is caught in a rundown as he was off the bat too far. And he will be tagged out, making his way to second, as that'll be the third out of the inning. And that'll do it for the top of the first, as Team New England has taken an early 1-0 lead. Looks like Pacific Northwest will look to answer in the bottom of the first. Stay tuned, as this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Big League Chew, the ball player's bubble gum. It's now the official bubble gum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gums sold in the United States, and it can also be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew bubble gum pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer, where you can find new team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in a dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubble gum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch. Starting pitching battery for New England.
Welcome back. It's the bottom of the first, and Team Pacific Northwest is due up to bat here. Leading off for Pacific Northwest is Hayden Cantrell, followed by Isaiah Vega and Brandon Guerrero. So Team New England took an early 1-0 lead in the top of the first off of Luke Schlager initially singling. Then he stole second, and then he came third. Then he came to third off of another stolen base. And then he came home off of a wild pitch from Team Pacific Northwest pitcher Franklin to Mills. And that gave Team New England a 1-0 lead. As the starting pitcher for Team New England, Rich Weckerly, is finishing up his warm-up pitches now. And Team Pacific Northwest will look to respond here in the bottom of the first. Luke Schlager showed some great poise and risk-taking there, as he has a pair of wheels on him, and he wasn't afraid to show them off. So now we have Hayden Cantrell step up to the dish for Team Pacific Northwest and await his first pitch from Weckerly. Defensively for Team New England this inning is Weckerly on the mound, Schlager behind the plate, Solomine, Villalona, and Demko at first, second, and third respectively, Hernandez at short, Iannetta, Warbury, and Sig Seinflohn over from left to right respectively. And Cantrell will take his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Weckerly sets and delivers. And that'll be swung and missed. And that'll bring the count to 1-1. Weckerly sets and fires outside for the ball. It's 2-1. The pitch is on its way, and that'll be popped up, but foul. That was a low flying pop-up as that went maybe 10 feet in the air before eventually landing in foul territory on the first base side. And now bringing the count to 2-2. So Cantrell doing a good job of staying alive here early on in his at-bat as the pitch is on its way. And that'll be high as the count will now come full. Cantrell awaiting the payoff pitch from Weckerly. Here's the payoff pitch. And that'll be outside for ball four. And Cantrell has a leadoff walk. That'll bring up shortstop Isaiah Vega. Isaiah Vega has his own little cheering section, if you will. Field side, right behind the backstop. And now we're going to have a short time as Schlager signals out some defensive signs to his fellow teammates. Now Vega steps back into the box and he's ready for some baseball. And Weckerly will throw over to first, but Cantrell will be there in time. So Vega's still waiting his first pitch. As Weckerly is such a deliberate delivery. And his first pitch will be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. With Cantrell leading off on first. And he goes for the bunt, and he gets it sharp down the third base line, but it is going to roll foul. And that'll bring the count to 0-2. Vega did a good job of fooling the defense there, as he initially looked like he was going to go for the regular swing, but then went for the bunt at the last possible second. That was a good, heady, smart move from Vega. As now, Weckerly will throw over to first. And Cantrell will be safe. Vega's still working with an 0-2 count. Lefty Weckerly looks at first before delivering. And that'll be outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Weckerly getting the sign from Schlager behind the plate. As he sets and delivers. And Vega will lift his foul beyond the backstop. And the count will stay at 1-2. Now Weckerly will get a fresh new ball from home plate umpire Jim Newbern. Vega looking over at Weckerly looking over at first and delivers this one up and away, and now bringing the count to 2-2. Today's umpire is Jim Newbern behind home plate with Patrick Moore at first and Don Myers over at third. As the 2-2 is on its way, and now it'll be chopped up the middle to Weckerly, who gets it over in time to Hernandez at short for the first out. And Vega will reach base on the fielder's choice.
Now batting number 20, Braden Guerrero.
That'll bring up center fielder Braden Guerrero for Team Pacific Northwest. Guerrero, the lefty, looks like he's about 5'8", 5'9", himself. And now Schlager will come back to behind the plate after having a quick mound meeting with Weckerly. And the pitch is on its way, and that'll be way outside. It's 1-0. Weckerly getting the sign from Schlager before looking at first, and Sesson delivers, and that'll be just on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Good pitch from Weckerly there as he froze Guerrero at the plate. That one looked like it was going to be outside for the ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. We'll have to wait as he throws over to Solomine at first. And Vega will slide back in time. Each team appearing not being afraid to gamble early on. As the 1-1 pitch is on its way. And that'll be high. It's 2-1. Weckerly always looking over at first before he sets and delivers. That'll be swung and missed by Guerrero. And that'll bring the count to 2-2. Weckerly bending at the waist and looking, flattening his back before he sets and delivers. And that'll be just called for a ball. A nice breaking pitch from Weckerly. And that'll bring the count full. Guerrero receives a payoff pitch and that'll be lifted foul. And the count will stay full. Guerrero has a man on first in Isaiah Vega as he looks at Weckerly. And here's the payoff pitch, and Vega will make a dash for second. And it wouldn't matter anyway, as that pitch was outside for ball four. So now with a man on second in Vega, and the man in first in Guerrero, Gabe Hughes, steps up to the plate for Team Pacific Northwest. And Gabe Hughes looking over at his first base coach before stepping into the batter's box. Here's the first pitch from Hughes, and that'll be outside for the ball. It's 1-0. There's only one away for Team New England right here in the bottom of the first. As Weckerly sets and delivers, and that'll be swung and missed. Now bringing the count to 1-1. And now home plate umpire Jim Newbern will walk out a fresh new baseball to Weckerly before coming back behind the plate. As we have a slight breeze blowing in from right field. As the 1-1 is on its way, not be lifted foul. It's now 1-2. Now we have time called from home plate umpire Jim Newbern. Time's called back in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Now be outside, evening count at 2-2. Weckerly working with his own pace, not rushing, just taking his good old time as the 2-2 is on his way. and swung and missed for strike three. And that'll be Weckerly's first strike out of the game. And that'll be two away for Team New England.
Briggs Renstrom.
That'll bring up Briggs Renstrom. Renstrom getting the start over at third. And we get another tall individual for Team Pacific Northwest at the plate. Looks about 5'9", 5'10". Now we have Hernandez coming over at second to try to hold Vega. And Renstrom's first pitch will be outside. It's 1-0. Renstrom is a bit of a spry fellow, as he has a lanky frame, but you know that'll fill out as he gets older. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and I'll be swung and missed for strike one. It's 1-1. So Renstrom got a man in scoring position in Isaiah Vega, taking a nice leadoff there at second. Here's the pitch from Weckerly. And that'll be in the dirt. And now Vega will be able to make his way on over to third. As now the wind is picking up here at Nationals Park. And you can see it visibly as you see the trees blowing and everyone's shirt is billowing in the wind. Here's the pitch from Weckerly. And that'll be lifted foul. So with that foul, that'll bring the count to 2-2. Team Pacific Northwest looking to tie it up here after Team New England scored an early run. As Ransom swings and misses on the next pitch. And that'll be Weckerly's second strikeout and third of the inning, as Team Pacific Northwest strands a runner on third. And to the top of the second we'll go. Stay tuned as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
The slight transitions of adaptive lenses, the official eyewear of Cal Ripken World Series. Whether you're in the stands or in the field, transition lenses will enhance your view. They are clear indoors and seamlessly adjust to changing light conditions outdoors, so you see every play with just the right amount of light. To receive free transition trial decals, log on to transitions.com. Be sure to ask your eye doctor which transition lenses are right for you. Leading off the top of the second inning for New England, home number 22, Patrick Iannetta.
Welcome back. We're here in the top of the second as Team New England is up to bat with Patrick Iannetta leading things off. And he will take his first pitch down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Franklin. And now be in the dirt again, as that'll bring the count to 2-0. Team New England looking to add more after scoring an early run in the top of the first. As the pitch is hit over into center field, and that'll be right at the back wall. And Patrick Iannetta has a leadoff double to start things off for Team New England here in the top of the second.
Now batting number 11, Danny Villalona.
That'll bring up Danny Villalona, the second baseman. That ball almost looked to be cleared center field for Iannetta, as Villanova goes for the bunt, but then pulls back. It's 1-0. Villalona goes for the bunt, and that will be over his head. And Patrick Iannetto will make his way on over to third from the wild pitch. So Villalona steps back into the box with a 2-0 pitch awaiting him as the pitch is on its way. And that'll be low for a ball. It's now 3-0. Here's the 3-0 offering. Now the outside for ball four. So after a leadoff double, Danny Villalona garners a four-pitch walk.
Number 24, Rich Weckerly.
And that'll bring up Rich Weckerly. Today's starting pitcher for Team New England. As Franklin looks over to Villalona at first. And now we're going to have a balk from Franklin. As he appeared to be in his pitching motion before he decided to throw at first. And now Patrick Iannetto will be brought home courtesy of the balk from Franklin. And with the balk, Villalona will advance his way over to second. So just like that, it's 2-0 early on for Team New England. As here's the pitch from Franklin, and that'll be hit sharply over to first. And Hughes will make the play unassisted for the first out of the inning. On the play, Villalona advance over to third.
Now batting number three, CJ Seinflow.
So with one away and a man on third, C.J. Seinflone, the right fielder, steps into the batter's box. And now he'll call a quick timeout as he looks over at his third base coach with Danny Villalona right beside him. As Seinflone hits that one sharply over to Hughes at first. And that'll be two away for Team New England. Or for Team Pacific Northwest.
Five, Cody Waterbury.
That'll bring up center fielder Cody Waterbury. Batting in the 9-hole for Team New England today. Here's Waterbury's first pitch. And he'll hit that one foul into the backstop. And it's 0-1. Franklin looks over at Villalona before setting and delivering. And now the chopped foul. It's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that'll be lifted foul. And the count will stay at 0-2. Franklin sets and delivers. Now he hits sharply into the backstop again. And and Waterbury is staying alive here at 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that'll be swung and missed for the third strike for the third out of the inning. And Franklin's second strikeout of the afternoon. But this all comes as Patrick Iannetto comes home to score for Team New England, bringing the score to 2-0 in their favor. Looks like Team Pacific Northwest has their work set out for them. We'll go into the bottom of the second. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Can I get somebody to put four more baseballs in there?
Thank you.
run for 24 over here, and he'll pitch.
Now pitching for New England is going to be number 18, Justin Solomon.
Welcome back. It's the bottom of the second inning, and we have some defensive changes for Team New England. We'll have Solomon on the mound with Iannetta playing first and Weckerly over in left field. So first up for Team Pacific Northwest is Braxton Mills, who swings and misses on his first pitch for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be just outside of the zone, and that'll bring the count to 1-1. The wind's starting to pick up here quite a bit here in Aberdeen, Maryland. As the 1-1 is on its way, and that'll be in the dirt for a ball. It's 2-1. So Mills awaiting the 2-1 pitch. It's on its way and taken for a strike. And now bring the count to 2-2. Now Mills will look over to his third base coach for guidance before grounding back in to the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Solomon. And that'll be outside for a ball. And that'll bring the count full. Team Pacific Northwest has quite some work to do as they're down 0-2. And that pitch, and the full pitch will be taken for a ball. And Braxton Mills works a leadoff walk off a new pitcher, Solomon. So that'll bring up pitcher Ryan Franklin. He steps in from the right side of the box. Here's his first pitch. And that'll be outside and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Now Solomon will set, deliver, and deliver a strike. And that'll even the count at 1-1. The 1-1 is on its way and swung and missed. And now bring the count to 1-2. And so Solomon looks over at Mills at first. And now he will throw back over to first. But Mills will be in time. As here's the pitch, and now we have Mills making dash for second, and he'll be called out. Caught stealing there. That was a great throw from Schlieger behind the plate. And that's two outs. As Mills was caught stealing.
Now I'm batting number 10.
And Franklin was down on strikes. So that'll bring up Noah Kraft. No one on base here, and two outs working against him. As his first pitch is on its way and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Kraft stepping out to take a few practice swipes before stepping back into the batter's box. As the 1-0 is on its way, and that'll be swung and missed. That'll bring the count to 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that'll be hit sharply up the middle. And that'll be a base hit, a two-out single for Noah Kraft.
Now batting
number next
15.
Up, left Seth fielder Jones. Seth Jones. Team Pacific Northwest trying to get on the scoreboard as they're already down 2-0 after two innings of play. Here's the first pitch to Jones, and that'll be inside for the ball. It's 1-0. Now Jones taking a few practice swings before he steps back in awaiting the 1-0 pitch. Solomine sets and delivers, and that'll be outside for ball two. Here's the pitch, and that'll be lifted foul. And now the count stands at 2-1. The pitch is on its way, and that'll be popped up behind the backstop. And now the count stands at 2-2. Jones hearing shouts of encouragement as the next pitch is way outside, and that'll bring the count full. Jones still has Noah Kraft leading off there at first, as here's the money pitch, and that'll be outside for a ball. And Jones will take his base. Kraft made a dash just in case, but it didn't matter as Seth Jones drew the walk. And now extra hitter Tristan Ray will have the man in scoring position in Noah Kraft. And now we're going to have Schlager signal out some defensive signs to his fellow teammates before taking his place back behind the plate. Here's the first pitch to Ray, and he'll lift that foul. It's nothing and one. Ray, the extra hitter, the 10th hitter in this lineup, as the nothing one pitch is taken for a strike. And there's quickly nothing and two, working against Tristan Ray. Ray trying to keep this inning going, as that one's in the dirt. And now Kraft will make his way over to third and be safe in time. That's a good job by Kraft of making the heads-up play. And Seth Jones will advance to second. Now Tristan Ray working with a 1-2 count. And two men in scoring position in Kraft and Jones at third and second respectively. As the pitch is down and away for ball two. Team Pacific Northwest not trying to strain any men on base here. as they did in the top of the first, in the bottom of the first, excuse me. And they came away with nothing. And the 2-2 is outside. And that'll bring the count full. Now Tristan Ray will step out and take some practice swings. As this is a critical, critical pitch coming up from Solomine. Solomine sets and delivers the money ball. Now it'll be chopped foul right behind home plate. And the count will stay full. You can definitely feel the tension building here as the Team Pacific Northwest onlookers are cheering out shouts of encouragement for their extra hitter, Tristan Ray. Here's the money pitch, and that'll be chopped just foul. That was a bouncer at first right down the first baseline, and it eventually rolled out. As Kraft and Jones will go back into their respective bases. And Tristan Ray awaits another payoff pitch. Here's the payoff pitch. And now be outside for ball four. And now Team Pacific Northwest has the bases loaded. And now turn over the lineup card for Hayden Cantrill. And now we'll have Team New England go out on the mound for a mound meeting as all the infielders will go there and talk over some strategy and defense in this critical juncture of the game. Tension is definitely building here. As now Team New England has concluded their mound meeting. Everyone's going back to their respective positions.
Now batting number three, Hayden.
So with the bases loaded, the top of the Team Pacific Northwest will bat in Hayden Cantrill, and he'll lift his first pitch foul. It's nothing and one. Here's the nothing one pitch. And that'll be in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-1. Solomine sets and delivers. And that'll be down the plate for a strike. And that'll bring the count to 1-2. So Cantrell working with his last strike here in the at bat with the bases loaded. Let's see how Cantrill handles this one. As Solomine sets and delivers. And I'll be just outside for the 2-2 count. Solomine was looking disheartened there as he thought that one was on the inside corner for a strike. Here's the 2-2 ball. And Cantrill will hit that over into center field. He'll come down for a hit. And we'll have Kraft come home, followed by Jones, who's at the plate. And just like that, Team Pacific Northwest has tied the game at 2-2. So timely hitting from Hayden Cantrill brings home two runners. And just like that, we have a ball game yet again. On the head, Team Pacific Northwest exploded with excitement.
Isaiah Vega
will come up to bat for Team Pacific Northwest. Wow, what a shot. You can literally feel everyone just hold their breath as they're waiting for that ball to come down. So now we'll have Tristan Ray over at third from the hit from Cantrill. And Cantrill will make his way over the second. On the stolen base. So, with timely hitting and a timely steal from Cantrill, he's over at second. As here's the pitch to Vega, and that'll be taken for ball two. So now Team Pacific Northwest threatening with more. As Tristan Ray is over on third. And Vega will swing and miss to bring the count to 2-1. Here's the 2-1 ball. And that'll be taken for a strike. And that'll bring the count to 2-2. So Isaiah Vega looking to extend the lead here for Team Pacific Northwest. After a wild up the middle hit from Hayden Cantrill. As Solomon set delivers, and Vigo hit that pass. Demko at third. And we'll have Ray come home. And now we'll have Cantrill follow suit. And with another piece of timely hitting, Team Pacific Northwest has scored 4 runs in an inning to go up 4-2. Isaiah Vega with a timely double there. As Braden Guerrero steps up to the plate. Lefty has a man on second in Vega. And he's looking to extend his lead possibly further. And Guerrero hit that up. And behind home plate. And Schleiger will come down with a catch. As that'll be the third out of the inning. But this all comes with Team Pacific Northwest scoring 4 runs in an inning off of timely hitting from Hayden Cantrill and Isaiah Vega. Wow, what a wild ride. And now we'll go to the top of the third where Team New England looks to respond. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Every game of the Cal Ripken World Series is being scored by Game Changer. This means that you, your family, and friends back home can get all of the tournament stats, scores, and live play-by-play on your laptop, tablet, or phone. To learn more, go to worldseries.ripkenbaseball.com.
Welcome back. It's the top of the third. And after a 4-run inning in the bottom of the second for Team Pacific Northwest,
third inning for New England.
Team New England looks to respond here. As we'll have the top of the lineup card with Luke Schleiger leading things off. Here's Schleiger's first pitch. And that'll be taken on the inside corner for a ball for a strike. It's nothing in one. Here's the pitch from Franklin. It'll be chopped over to Cantrill at second, who gets it in time to Hughes at first. And they'll be one away for Team Pacific Northwest. So Team Pacific Northwest battling back after being down initially 2-0, and now they lead 4-2. That'll bring up Zach Demko, the third baseman for Team New England. And Demko will hit his first pitch over into right field and make it in time to first with plenty of time to spare. No. That'll bring up shortstop Javon Hernandez. Hernandez with the cornrows flowing out the back of his helmet down his back. Makes me kind of envious of his hair there. As Franklin sets and delivers, and Hernandez goes for the bunt. He pulls back last second, and now had Demko make a dash over at second. And we're waiting on the call from third base umpire Don Myers. And looks like he'll be safe. It was a bit of a bang-bang play. And now Schleiger will be safe at second. And that pitch will be in the dirt. And now Schleiger will make his way over to third and be called out at third. A critical out for Team Pacific Northwest. As there is now 2 away for Team Pacific Northwest. So Hernandez working with the 1-1 count here as Franklin sets and delivers. And now be on the inside corner for a strike. And now bring the count to 1-2. So we're seeing some action early on, folks. as we're seeing both teams be risky as the 1-2 pitch is on its way. And that'll be in the dirt. And that'll even the count at 2-2. So Franklin will get a fresh new baseball from home plate umpire Jim Newbern. And now he'll take a shake out the rosin bag before stepping back on the rubber. Here's the pitch to Hernandez. Now be chopped over to Ranstrom at third, who gets it over in time to Hughes at first. And that'll be bang, bang, bang. The Team New England batters all retired in order. As we'll go to the bottom of the third with Team Pacific Northwest still up 4-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, courtesy of SFMSports.net.
Hey, sports fans. Hungry? Thirsty? Be sure to visit Vendor Village right here on Saturday, August 16th, to taste some of the delicious products Giant Food, official grocery store of the Cal Ripken World Series, has to offer. For 78 years, Giant has served the freshest, highest quality groceries available. As the official grocery store of the Cal Ripken World Series, Giant is expected to support the health, is excited to support the health and well-being of youth on and off the field. Stop by your local Giant today for healthy options for the whole family. For these families on the go, you can have your orders delivered right to your front door through Giant's Peapod Delivery Service. Go to giantfood.com to learn how.
It's the bottom of the third, and Team Pacific Northwest is due up to bat. Leading things off will be Gabe Hughes, followed by Briggs Ranstrom and Braxton Mills.
Leading off the home half of the third for Pacific Northwest.
Team Pacific Northwest is coming off a huge second inning where they scored four runs in an inning to quickly take a 4-2 lead after initially they were trailing 2-0. Now we're going to have a meeting between home plate umpire Jim Newbern and Team New England's coach as they conclude their quick words. And Gabe Hughes steps up to the dish for Team Pacific Northwest. Here's the first pitch to Hughes, and he'll chop that foul. Looked like it was going to stay fair at first, but it went, took about two hops before going in the foul territory, and it's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Hughes will have to duck underneath of that one. And that'll bring the count to 1-1. That pitch has got away there from Solomine. The 1-1 is delivered. Now it'll be down the middle for a strike. It's 1-2. Team Pacific Northwest looking to add more as Solomon sets and delivers, and Hughes will chop this one to third, but that'll go off the hands of Demko, and he'll safely make it to first. So Hughes will reach on the E5 there as Briggs Ranstrom steps up to the plate for Team Pacific Northwest. The righty receives his first pitch, and that'll be outside. It's 1-0. Schleiger looked to pop up and throw out Gabe Hughes at first, but Hughes was back in time. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Ranstrom, and that'll be taken for a strike. The count now stands at 1-1. Solomon sets delivers, and Ranstrom will pop this one over in his shorts, and Villalona will come down with it. And that'll be one away for Team New England.
Now batting number 6, Braxton Mills.
Next up, catcher Braxton Mills. Mills is batting in the six hole today for Team Pacific Northwest. Soul Mine takes a peek over at Hughes at first. And here's his first pitch, and he'll go for the bunt and pull back to the last second. As it is now, 1-0. Now had time called as Schlager steps up to signal over some defensive signs before returning behind the plate. Now we're going to time back in. As now we'll have Hughes make a dash for second. And they'll be safe. We didn't even get a throw from Schlager behind the plate as he just let Hughes have second. So now Mills will ground back in with a 2-0 pitch awaiting him. As Mills goes for the bunt. And then it'll go for a strike. As that'll bring the count to 2-1. Soul Mine looks back at second before setting and delivering. And Mills will go for the bunt again. But doesn't pull back. And now bring the count to 2-2. Team Pacific Northwest faithful continuing to show their support. As the 2-2 is on its way and now be hit into the backstop. And the count will stay at 2-2. So Soul Mine sets and delivers. And Mills will hit that over into the center. And Waterbury will come up with a play. So now there's two away for Team New England here in the bottom of the third.
Now batting number 16, Ryan.
That'll bring up starting pitcher Ryan Franklin for Team Pacific Northwest. Soul Mine peeking back over at second, and now he'll step off the rubber to try to bring Hughes back on. Franklin still waiting the first pitch. It's on the way, and I'll be taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Soul Mine keeps looking back over Mills at second. Before he sets and delivers, and I'll be taken again for a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Franklin working with an 0-2 count here with two outs, and he swings and misses for strike three. So Gabe Hughes is left on third, but it's all for naught as Team Pacific Northwest still has a 4-2 lead. Going into the top of the fourth. Stay tuned as this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, courtesy of SFMSports.net.
Gatorade, a proud sponsor of the Cal Ripken World Series, introduces the G-Series. Three fuels for the three stages of the game. Gatorade has evolved. That's G. The final rounds of the Under Armour Futures game will be aired on CBS Sports Network. Check your cable provider for channel listings. Admission is free, so bring the whole family out to see the best 12 years on the planet battle it out for global baseball supremacy.
Changes. Northwest. 4 for 10. 4 for 10. 7 for 15. Yes, Pacific Northwest. 7 for 15.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for New England is going to be number 18, Justin Solomon.
Welcome back. It's the top of the fourth. And leading things off for Team New England is Justin Solomon, who will have to duck out of the way of his first pitch. And now we're going to need to count to 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And I'll be in the dirt. And it's 2-0.
Hey, buds, pick a spot now. Pick a spot now.
Here's the pitch from Franklin. That'll be hit over to Vega at short, who gets it over in time to Hughes at first. And that'll be one away for Team Pacific Northwest. We have a defensive change for Team Pacific Northwest, as we'll have Mason Levitt in for Noah Kraft over in right field. That'll bring up Patrick Iannetta. His first pitch is low for a ball. It's now 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And that'll be chopped softly back up into the middle of the field with Vega get over to Hughes, but not in time. As Iannetta makes it safely to first and beats out the throw. Vega is now 2-for-2 on the day with a run scored.
Villalona.
That'll bring up Danny Villalona for Team New England. Team New England not being able to get much done after Team Pacific Northwest scored 4 innings. And now Franklin will throw back over to Hughes at first. But Iannetta will dive safely in time. Here's the first pitch to Villalona. And we'll have Iannetta make a dash for second, and he will beat the throw. And now Danny Villalona will be working with a 1-0 pitch on his way. Here's the pitch from Franklin. Now he'll be in the dirt for ball two. Iannetta doing a good job of staying aggressive here as they're down 2 runs. And they're already in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. And Villalona will hit that one over into left field. And that'll come down for a base hit. As Iannetta advances to third. And Villalona will come over the first. So with that being said, Rich Weckerly will come up to the plate now for Team New England. And now we're going to have a quick meeting between home plate umpire Jim Newbern and Team New England third base coach.
Now Rich Weckerly
takes a practice swing before stepping in from the left side. And with a man on corners, and Iannetta and Villalona, he goes for the bunt and pulls back. And now Villalona will make a dash at second and come up safe. Now Weckerly's working with two men in scoring position as they're looking to tie up this game after going down 2-4.
Stay back on this now.
Here's the pitch to Weckerly. Now be in the dirt for ball two.
Come on, Weck.
Now Franklin will look back at Villalona before second delivering. And Weckerly will chop this one foul. Now I'm going to count to 2-1. Now Weckerly steps out. Take a few practice swings. Another critical juncture for Team New England. They're down two runs here. And they had the tying runs on base. As the 2-1 is on its way. And now be just outside. And now we need to count to 3-1. Weckerly displaying a good eye there. Not swinging that one, as that was across the zone and just out. Good judgment call there. Here's the 3-1 offering. And now be taken for a low for ball four. And Weckerly will take his base. So one out and the base is loaded. CJ Seinflone comes up the bat for Team New England. Now we had Team New England's third base coach again having a quick conference with home plate umpire Jim Newbern. As Team Pacific Northwest infielders will now all huddle on the mound. And now it appears that we're going to have a pinch runner in for Weckerly on first. As Andrew Philbin takes Weckerly's place on first as a pinch runner. So Philbin on first, Villalona on second, and Patrick Iannetta on third. And now Team New England looks to do some damage of their own here in the fourth.
CJ, sign flow.
So it's like Weckerly's hurt there at first and he had to step out and make way for Philbin. As the first pitch to Seinflone is outside for a ball. It's nothing. It's 1-0.
No one there, Billy. No one there, Billy.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. And now the outside for ball two. Seinflone displaying good patience early on in the at-bat as the 2-0 pitch is on its way. And that'll be taken for a strike as the count now stands at 2-1. Both sides getting pretty active here in the top of the fourth. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Franklin. That'll be taken for a strike and even the count up. There's heavy crowd participation. You can feel the tension rising yet again, folks. We got a good one on our hands as we have some high-pressure baseball right now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that'll be in the dirt. And now Iannetta will come home, and he'll be safe at the plate. And now Team New England comes within striking distance of one as they have brought the score to 3-4. So now Villalona will advance over to third, and Philbin will stand over at second as Siphon's working with a full count. Here's the payoff pitch from Franklin, and now be lifted foul. It's all good as that just sets up an even more intense pitch coming up.
Let's get ready now. Get closer, let's go. Let's put it in play. We'll poke
here. Here's the payoff pitch from Franklin, and that'll be hit over to Hughes at first, who throws the home plate. And Villalona will be called out at the plate. So Villalona coming up with a tough play there. As Hughes did a good job to field it and immediately throw back home.
Waterbury. First and second
as Philbin stands over at third, and Seinflohn will make it on base from the fielder's choice. So that'll bring up the extra hitter, Cody Waterbury. Or, excuse me, center fielder, Cody Waterbury. Team Pacific Northwest has the extra hitter.
Now on batting number 9, Jake Metzen.
And it appears we'll have a substitution here for Waterbury. For Waterbury. As we'll have Jacob Mattson in his place. Mattson's first pitch will have to wait as Franklin throws over to Hughes at first. Here's the first pitch to Mattson, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Franklin looks over to Hughes at first. As the pitch is on its way, and that'll be high. It's one and one. So Mattson entering the game for the first time just now. As now Franklin will throw over to first. But Seinflohn will dive in time.
Go, Big J. That bad head out, buddy.
Franklin sets and delivers. And Mattson will hit that one into the backstop. And the count will stand at 1-2. Here's the 1-2 ball. Now be outside. And now even the count up at 2-2.
Good eye, Jake. Good eye, Jake. Go now.
Mattson just displaying a good eye early on. And having a patient at bat. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that'll be popped up over into third. And Ranstrom will come underneath of it for the third out of the inning. And we're halfway through four, and Team New England has tacked on a run to bring their total to 3. But they're still down 3-4 as we go into the bottom of the fourth. Stay tuned. We got a good one on our hands, folks. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Switch to AT&T and get their best ever pricing for families. AT&T is a proud sponsor of the Cal Ripken World Series. AT&T, mobilizing your world. Marucci Sports is a proud sponsor of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Marucci's dedication to quality and understanding of player needs has taken handcrafted bats from the backyard to the big leagues. Stop by the Marucci tent and Vander Alley for all the latest Marucci products, including the Cat 6, Camel Bat, brand new apparel, and much more. Marucci Sports, honor the game.
It's the top of the fifth inning here at Nationals Park. The bottom of the fourth. Getting ahead of myself. We've been seeing such good baseball today. Team New England managed to add a run to bring the score to 4-3 in the top of the fourth. And now we'll have Noah Kraft lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth here for Team Pacific Northwest. Kraft will take his first pitch for a ball. It's nothing and one. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And that'll be taken for a strike. It's 1-1. That 1-1 pitch is outside, and now be for a ball. Now bring the count to 2-1. So it looks like we have Mason Levitt instead of Kraft leading off, as the pitch will be hit into the backstop. Now bring the count to 2-2. Here's the pitch from Solomon. That'll be lifted foul down the first baseline. And the count will stay at 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that'll be in the dirt for ball three, and that'll bring the count full. Here's the payoff pitch from Solomon. That'll be hit down the first baseline. And Iannetta will have it in time for the out. So that'll bring up left fielder Seth Jones.
Now batting number 7, Quinn McGuire.
And pinching for Seth Jones is Quinn McGuire. McGuire will lift his first hit pitch foul. It's nothing in one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be outside for the ball. It's 1-1.
Hey, Jay, stay with it, Jay.
The 1-1 is on its way, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's now 1-2. Here's the pitch from Solomon, and that'll be swung and missed for strike three. Now be Solomon's third strikeout of the afternoon. So that'll bring up Team Pacific Northwest's extra hitter,
Tristan Ray.
Ray's scraping some dirt out of the right side of the batter's box before he sets in. And his first pitch will be on the corners for a strike. It's nothing in one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and he'll hit that sharply over to third. But it goes off with Demko's glove, and it will not come in time. Or maybe it will, as home plate umpire Patrick Moore said it did. And that'll be the third out of the inning. So Team Pacific Northwest is retired in order. And we'll go into the fifth inning with Team Pacific Northwest still ahead 4-3. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. From SFMSports.net. Welcome back. It's the top of the fifth here at Nationals Park, and we're going to have some defensive substitutions for Team Pacific Northwest this inning, as we'll have Breeden Guerrero on the mound. Franklin will be over in center. And McGuire will be playing in left field. So now leading off will be Luke Schlieger, the top of the order for Team New England. And he'll take his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the next pitch, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is on its way and swung and missed And now we're going to count to 1-2. Sliger currently 1-for-2 on the day as he scored a run and had a single back in the first. As Guerrero sets and delivers, and Sliger will go down swinging, as that'll be one away for Team Pacific Northwest.
Now batting number 19, Zach Demko.
That'll bring up third baseman Zach Demko. Demko is 1-for-2 on the day himself, with a single back in third, and he struck out looking in the first. And Demko will take his first pitch in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that'll be swung and missed by Demko, and that'll bring the count to 1-1. So Guerrero working with a pretty good pace here as he's trying to speed his batters up. And Demko will hit the 1-2 back into the backstop, and the count will stay at 1-2. Guerrero sets and delivers, and that'll be high. And now we're going to count 2-2-2. The 2-2 is on his way, and Demko will lift that foul behind Team Pacific Northwest's dugout, and the count will stay at 2-2. Guerrero delivers, and that one will be high, and that one will go past the outstretched glove of Mills behind the plate. And now we're going to count full. Here's the payoff pitch from Guerrero, and now will be lifted foul, and the count will stay full. Demko steps out, and he will go down swinging on strikes. As Guerrero has quickly racked up 2 strikeouts. And there will be 2 down for Team Pacific Northwest. So with 2 outs, Javon Hernandez will step up to the plate. And he'll take his first pitch in the ground for a ball. It's 1-0. Hernandez 0-for-2 on the night. The flyout and ground out in that order. Here's the 1-0. And that'll be outside. And now I'm going to count to 2-0.
Hey, Bug, let's go, Bug.
Wind still blowing good. As Hernandez hits the 2-0 into the backstop. And he'll register his first strike at 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and that'll be just called foul. That had about a foot of wiggle room before it eventually went into foul territory on the third baseline. And that'll even up the count at 2-2. Guerrero sets and delivers, and Hernandez will hit that over the outstretched glove of Hughes. And he'll have a 2-out single here in the top of the fifth.
Now batting number 18, Justin Solomon.
I'll bring up first baseman Justin Solomon, who's now on the mound. So Solomon doing a good bit of everything today. 14 New England. It's 1-for-2 with a single. He ground out the shorts. And his first pitch will be up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Now Guerrero look over at first before he sets and delivers. Now we'll have Hernandez go for second. And the throw will not get to Vega in time. as the ball bounces off of Vega's glove, and Hernandez will stay safe. Now Solomon has a man in scoring position, and Hernandez at second. And his next pitch will be up and away for ball three. Here's a 3-0 offering from Guerrero, and that will be taken for a strike. It's 3-1.
Jay, what do you say, Jay? Go get it now.
The 3-1 is outside, and Solomon will take his base.
Let's go, Big Pat.
As he keeps this inning alive for Team New England.
Patrick Iannetta.
Next up, Patrick Iannetta. Iannetta comes up to play with two outs and two men on. As his first pitch is outside, and Hernandez will make a throw over, will make a dash over to third, I should say, and come in time. Now Hernandez is safe at third. Solomon advances over to second. And Iannetta awaiting the 1-0. That'll be outside again. And now bringing the count to 2-0. So Team New England threatening to tie this game up here in the fifth. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Iannetta. And that'll be just low for ball three. So now Iannetta threatening to draw a walk here and load the bases. As here's a 3-0 pitch from Guerrero. And that'll be down the middle for a strike. It's 3-1. Guerrero sets and delivers, and Iannetta will swing on that one, and now Hernandez will come home. He'll be called out at the plate. Hernandez thought he caught Team Pacific Northwest sleeping, but not according to Patty, not according to Mills, as Mills gets the ball from Guerrero and tags out Hernandez at the plate. That'll do it for this inning, as we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Team New England still trailing 3-4. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. Back, it's the bottom of the fifth inning here at Nationals Park. At the Cal Ripken Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. And Team Pacific Northwest still holds a 3-4 lead after Javon Hernandez was called out at stealing home. So now leading off for Team Pacific Northwest is Hayden Cantrill. So Solomon sets and delivers. And his first pitch to Cantrill will be down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Cantrill, and that'll be hit up the middle, and Hernandez cannot come down with it in time as Cantrill gets a leadoff single here in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up shortstop Isaiah Vega.
Isaiah Vega
currently one for one as he has a double and a fielder's choice. There's the first pitch, and he goes for the bunt, and he gets it successful. Demigo comes over, and he gets it over in time to Iannetta at first for the first out of the inning for Team New England. On the bunt, Hayden Cantrill advances over to second. So that'll bring up Braden Guerrero. Team Pacific Northwest already has a man in scoring position quickly this inning as Guerrero steps up to the plate with one out. And now we'll have a time call from Schlager as he signals out some defensive signs. And it looks like they're going to intentionally walk Guerrero. Yep, Schlager's going for the intentional walk. As he looks down the Cantrell over at second, make sure he doesn't make a dash for third. Here's ball three on the way. And Schlager looks to pump fake before throwing back to Solomon on the mound. Here's ball four. And now we'll have Guerrero just swing for the heck of it. So that'll bring the count to 3-1 as Guerrero just swung just for fun, it appears. As ball four is delivered and Guerrero will take his base. So that'll bring up first baseman Gabe Hughes. He's currently 0-1 as he struck out swinging in the first, and he reached on an E5 back in the third. Here's the first pitch to Hughes, and he'll lift that one foul behind the backstop. It's nothing and one. Solomon looks back at second before delivering. And Hughes will hit that squarely to Demko, who gets over to Villalona, but not in time. And that'll be two away for Team New England. So that'll bring up Briggs Ransom. Ransom comes up 0-2 in the night. As his first pitch is inside for a strike. He kind of hopped out of the way of that one as he thought that was going to be called for a ball. But nonetheless, it is nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that'll be outside for the ball. It's 1-1. Ransom, rather tall, lanky individual, step batting from the right side. As the ball is in the dirt. And now bring the count to 2-1. Solomon sets and delivers. And now miss the zone. And now the count will move to 3-1. Here's the 3-1 offering from Solomon, and that'll be outside for ball four. And now Team Pacific Northwest has gotten the bases loaded yet again. Braxton Mills comes up to the plate with two outs, bases loaded, and his team holding on to a 4-3 lead late in the game here in the fifth. And now we're going to have a meeting on the mound with all Team New England's infielders as their manager steps out. And don't forget, folks, you can stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Man, I do love Buffalo Wild Wings. Always enjoy their Thursday night 60-cent wings. I eat about 20 or 25 of those myself. So now, Braxton Mills will step up with the bases loaded. And his first pitch is outside for the ball. It's 1-0. Solomon sets and delivers. And the 1-0 becomes a 2-0 as that pitch is outside. delicate situation here for Team New England, as they can ill afford to give up any more runs this late in the game. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that'll be popped up over into left field. And it looks like Hernandez will come down with the play underneath of it. And that'll do it for the inning, as Team Pacific Northwest strands the bases loaded, as we'll head into the top of the sixth with Team Pacific Northwest still ahead, 4-3. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, courtesy of SFMSports.net. It's the top of the sixth inning. We have a nail biter in our hands, folks, as we're going to have some defensive changes for Team Pacific Northwest this season. We're going to have Jones in from McGuire over at left field. And Patrick Ionetta is leading things off for Team New England as he hits his first pitch sharply past the first baseman. And he'll have a leadoff single here in the top of the sixth. So both sides getting rather into it as this has become a slug them out, fight them out. They'll probably go down to the finish. Next up, Danny Villalona. Villalona will now have to wait for his first pitch as Guerrero steps off the mound. Or steps off the rubber, I should say. As here is his first pitch, and now be in the dirt. And now Ionetta will make a dash for second, and he'll make it in time. The throw from Mills over to Vega went past Vega's hands, and Ionetta elected to stay on instead of going for more. Great stolen base opportunity there from Ionetta. As Villalona goes for the bunt, but then pulls back at the last second. And now we're going to count to 2-0. Both sides shouting out cheers of encouragement. As we got a nail bar now, Villalona goes for the bunt again, and it rolls foul. Oh, and I'll stand corrected, as it looked like it went foul. But we had the first baseman Hughes come and pick it up, and Villalona will take his base. Villalona is called safe from home plate umpire Jim Newberg. And so Villalona had a perfectly placed bunt as he kind of got out of the way of that one. But it was all good as he arrived safe on the base. So next up in place of Rich Wehlerke, we're going to have Andrew Philbin, and now Villalona will advance his way over to second. Ionetta his way to third, as Andrew Philbin now has a man, the tying run, and now he goes for the bunt and pulls back. Now Philbin's working with a 2-0 count, with Ionetta, the tying run, in scoring position in third, along with Villalona for more. Now Philbin goes for the bunt, pulls back, and that'll be ball three. Team Northwest is really rallying behind Philbin right now, as now Philbin will step off and take some practice wings as time is called. Team New England rallying behind Philbin as he awaits a 3-0 offering, and that'll be down the middle for a strike. Count is now 3-1 with all of Team Pacific Northwest playing in as they're expecting the bunt from Philbin now. Here's a 3-0 offering, and I'll be outside for ball four. And just like that, Team New England has the bases loaded early on in the sixth. No outs as CJ Seinflone steps up to the plate. And now we'll have a quick timeout as all of Team Pacific Northwest's infield meets on the mound for a quick meeting to discuss defensive strategy. It's a delicate situation as they surge ahead 4-2 back in the second. But then Team New England manages to add on another run in the fourth. And here we are with the current score of 4-3. And we have Team New England threatening to add more.
Stepping in with the bases loaded, it's going to be number 3, CJ Seinflohn.
So right fielder CJ Seinflohn steps up to the plate with the bases loaded and the crowd rallying behind him. As his first pitch will be taken for a ball. For a strike, I should say. It's nothing in one. We reach a critical juncture here in the game for Team New England, or for both teams. And now have Guerrero throw over to Ranstrom at third. But Iannetta will be back in time. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be just low for ball one. Seinflohn steps out, takes a few practice swings for stepping back in. As he awaits the 1-1, it's on its way and taken for strike two. You can hear CJ Seinflohn's name being yelled throughout the stands here. As here's the 1-2 pitch, and that'll be high. You can feel everyone just holding their breath on every pitch now. As things have gotten tense. And the intensity meter is through the roof. Now Guerrero throw back a third to try to catch Iannetta napping at the base. So the 2-2 count, Seinflohn will call a quick time. Take a practice chop before stepping back in. Guerrero sets and delivers. And Seinflohn will have this, a base hit. He throws home, and that'll be a double play. As Team Pacific Northwest turns a critical double play. As they got out Iannetta at home. And then Seinflohn was tagged out at first on the sharp hit over the Hughes.
Now by number 5.
So great defense keeps the play. Keeps the score at 3-4 in favor of Team Pacific Northwest. Now extra header Cody Waterbury will step up to the plate. So now we have Villalona over a third. And we'll have Waterbury swing on the 1-0 to bring the count to 1-1. And Philbin standing over at second. Team New England still threatening to score here in the top of the sixth. With Villalona standing on third. As the 1-1 is swung and missed by Waterbury. And that will bring the count to 1-2. Waterbury steps back in before time is called by Mills behind the plate, and he will jog out to Guerrero along with all the other Team Pacific Northwest infielders. So after the mound meeting concludes, Guerrero takes a shake of the rosin bag before delivering the 1-2 to Waterbury. And Waterbury swings and misses, and that'll be the third out of the inning. As it looks like, that'll be the game. Yes, that indeed will be the game.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
as Waterbury goes down swinging.
Score, New England,
and
three.
Team Pacific Northwest grinds out a close, and close is an understatement, folks, in a 4-3 win over Team New England. Shortly. We'll now take you over to the main PA announcer as we'll be giving out the postgame.
Incorporation and member of the Cal Ripken Groceries Task Force. Now for the visiting team, New England. The award goes to number 22, Patrick Iannetta. And now for the home team, Pacific Northwest. The award goes to number 9, Isaiah Vega. Congratulations to these outstanding players. Thank you again, and please enjoy the rest of your visit here at the Ripken Experience.
Welcome back to the postgame show, where Team Pacific Northwest is fresh off of a close grind-em-out victory over Team New England. And now, I'm going to take you through how it all happened. Team New England jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first, when Luke Schlager came home after initially hitting a single. Then New England added another run in the second, when Patrick Iannetta got things rolling with a double, and then was hit home from a sacrifice lineout from Rich Weckerly. And then that's when the big surge of the game happened for Team Pacific Northwest, as they scored a whopping 4 hits in the bottom of the second to bring the score to 4-2 in favor of them. Then in the third, Team New England would strand a runner in scoring position and Zach Demko as they came away empty-handed. But then in the fourth, they managed to add another run with Patrick Iannetta scoring his second run of the day off of a couple of stolen bases. And then Team Pacific Northwest eventually held on for the win as they stranded the man and Hayden Cantrell in the fifth over on third. But it didn't come back to bite them as they held on, and they got center fielder Cody Waterbury to strike out swinging to end the game. Boy, was it a game. We saw a lot of action, not that many errors, as there was only one error on the game. And a lot of great baseball being played from these young tykes. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFM Sports Net. And don't forget about Championship Weekend, where coverage kicks off Friday with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series. That's at sfmsports.net. So from Nationals Park in Aberdeen, Maryland, I'm Zach Frank signing off, as you've been listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.